Line War, an Agent Cormac novel by Neil Asher, read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. The Line, which is effectively the border zone of the polity, has in many areas stabilized where the polity has ceased to expand, a prime example being the point between the polity itself and the Praedor Third Kingdom, called by its residents the Graveyard, but is still shifting outwards elsewhere, towards the galactic centre mostly. Upon this border there have been, and will continue to be, numerous conflicts, for beyond it human and even AI occupation extends even further as a result of the first diasporas of the solar system and the continuous emigration of those humans and AIs searching for something new or fleeing something old. These conflicts are called line wars, being very specifically defined as such by the resources required for them and how they impinge on polity territory. Usually they are finished quickly by ECS warships or polity ground forces, or both. Generally, it is the cleaning up afterwards that takes longer. Throughout the polity's history, I can think of only one conflict that has been defined as something more than a line war, and that started when the Praedor destroyed Avalon Station and then moved into polity space, like wasps invading a bee's nest. I have, however, heard rumours that there have been other conflicts that exceed the line war definition, but the details are never very clear. Perhaps these are just myths, urban legends, persistent memes to titillate the masses. Or perhaps they are something else. From How It Is by Gordon. The 2 million inhabitants of the planet Clerhammon claimed that their homeworld did not have a population sufficiently large to warrant a runcible, that device for instantly transporting people across the vast reaches of space. Those few who felt the need to travel elsewhere could easily book passage on one of the many ships that visited to collect the harvests of biomolecular construction units that were the main business of their world. However, in reality, the locals did not want to make it any easier for others in the interstellar polity to visit them. They were introverted, relished their small society, enjoyed the open spaces around their high-tech farms and within their sprawling open-plan single city of Hammon, and they regarded the rest of the polity with either indifference or suspicion. It was not their decision to make. A runcible was installed in Hammon 20 years ago, along with its controlling artificial intelligence, which became effectively the planetary governor. There were objections to this move, but when a massive influx of visitors failed to appear, and the profitability of certain select biologicals, once transported out by spaceship but now sent by runcible, rapidly increased, these objections died. Those few visitors who did arrive were treated with respect but little warmth, and soon even their numbers waned. The people of Clerhammon thus continued with their introvert and somewhat Byzantine lifestyle, but were soon to have their antipathy towards visitors justified. The controlling artificial intelligence and the crew of the Lubeck, a mile-long cargo hauler shaped like a slipper, with a structure resembling a submarine's conning tower protruding from where the ankle should be, saw the visitor first. Its strange underspace signature presaged the arrival of something utterly alien, something that none but the ship's AI could recognize. Crew gazed in awe at a screen displaying a sphere 3 miles across, seemingly formed of a tangled mass.